Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, it's summertime. A lot of us are trying to take some time away, but it seems like the Lansing City Council's got stuff to do all the time.
Yep, we keep plugging away, let me tell you.
Well, let's talk about this consolidated 911 center. You know, one of the things I remember talking with Mike Bouchard, who's the Oakland County Sheriff, and as you know, he was a candidate for governor on the Republican side. He believes that a lot of similar services would be more efficient and, of course, it would be a great cost savings to municipalities who consolidated services like this. Talk about the proposed consolidation of the 911 center, which would involve the city of Lansing.
Actually, back in 1987, Ingham County had a voter-approved 911 millage, and what it did was finance operations at Lansing and East Lansing, and you who have telephone service in Ingham County pay a 0.85 special mill to have those centers. Back in 2005, the county commissioners, as they kept evaluating the cost and the increases with that, how best to look at making sure that Ingham County had a good 911 center, but also could look at some cost-saving measures. And they started a study that then by February of 2008, they had decided that they wanted to move into a consolidated 911 center. Part of that was deciding where it was going to be located, and they've made that decision. Their Ingham County's health department that's there at Cedar and Jolly, it will be in that same location. And since then, they've been negotiating with the different unions at East Lansing and Lansing to come up with a way to move the employees and work through some of the legacy costs that would be there. We're talking about moving approximately 54 of our employees into a county system, and that would mean that East Lansing would do likewise. I'm not sure what their number is, but again, what that would mean is they would be handling all the calls for 911 throughout the entire county.
So this 911 center is going to be located in that facility on Jolly and Cedar.
Correct.
And which communities are going to be involved? Which are going to merge into one?
Well, East Lansing and Lansing answer the majority of the calls for this consolidated center. East Lansing contracts out with Meridian and a few counties or few municipalities outside their city jurisdiction. And so it would actually, again, this is a county-wide, so the center would handle most of all the calls that come into the 911 for the county.
How much money is this going to save the city of Lansing?
Well, and that's the $64,000 question. I mean, one of the things that we have is we do have legacy costs. We have 911 operators that have retired. We will continue to pay their retirement and their health care that they have. But what we will do is, over the long term, we believe that we'll save the city approximately $2 million. Over the process, the 911 millage has paid for 95% of the cost of running the center. So each year we allocate roughly $261,000 plus, again, legacy costs, which are health care and retirement, that pay into the city. So over a long term, this could be a savings just for Lansing of a little over $2 million.
So with the consolidation of the 911 centers, will there be any jobs lost?
Well, there is the potential. There's a couple supervisors that are at each place between East Lansing and Lansing. You know, and I think what they're looking at is through attrition that there would be some changes. My understanding from what has been presented to City Council for the City of Lansing, that everyone who currently works at the 911 center here in Lansing would apply for a job at the county and would be accepted at the county. That's the promises that have been made to those unions. We have the bargaining group of Fraternal Order of Police 911, Teamsters 580, and Teamsters 214. And so all of those positions would move over to the county, and they would be hired.
And what's interesting about this is that East Lansing fields calls from East Lansing, of course, Michigan State University, and Meridian Township. Lansing takes care of every other entity. This makes me wonder, Carol, how soon is it before we have perhaps a consolidated fire system, police, and so on and so forth?
Well, I think you have to take some baby steps with these. Again, you know, part of this whole negotiation has been dealing with the different unions, dealing with what one retirement system is paying in, what health care benefits, all of those issues. And I think as you see successes, you have more likely to bring people to the table and to look at how you can expand this. I think one of the questions that was raised during our council deliberation with this was, what about a backup system? Right now, if Lansing were to go down, our backup system is East Lansing. When we become consolidated, what is that backup system if something happened to 911? Those are, you know, some of the questions that are still out there. And we've been assured before the center is built and occupied that those we would get answers to those questions.
Well, the Lansing City Council is going to take a final vote on Monday on a legacy agreement. Is that what this whole agreement is called, the legacy?
Yes, because there are long-term costs that we have been dealing with, again, retirement, retirees, health care, those type of issues. And what the county is willing to absorb, what the city will continue to pay out, and making sure that the employees that work for us and have worked for us over the years can be assured that the funds that are to come to them will come to them.
From what you know, what's the tone with the rest of the Lansing City Council? Do they like the idea?
I think for the most part, yes. Again, I think one of the questions deals with what happens if there's a failure in our system once this were to be initiated, and what would happen, where would our backup be? When you understand the amount of calls that come into a center, you combine ours with East Lansing's, and a system goes down, you can't afford to have that happen without making sure that you have a backup system that will be able to handle those calls and be able to make sure that we continue to handle the emergency calls that come in to the city.
We're talking with Lansing City Council member Carol Wood on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And you've got a pretty important meeting tonight, don't you, Carol? Or coming up, we had talked about a meeting an open forum that's coming up soon.
If you're talking about the medical marijuana, mm-hmm. That was held last night.
Oh, okay.
Part of our process has been, as council has and the public safety committee has looked at how to deal with medical marijuana and caregivers, and that we have put together what is considered a home occupation ordinance. That would mean that a caregiver who by state statute can see five patients could do so in their home just the same as someone who grooms dogs or does hair. Part of that is a zoning issue, and that has to move through our planning board. last night was a hearing before the planning board to get public input. They'll make a recommendation back to council with what whether they agree with it, whether they see some things they'd like to see changed. We'll consider what those recommendations are and then put together the final ordinance that we'll bring out to council. And I'm sure your next question is going to be, what's the timeline?
Yep.
A lot of that depends on how they work through their process and when it comes back to us, if there's a great deal of changes. I know our committee of public safety has been anxious to try to have something out there by September. But, again, sometimes what you hope for and what actually happens doesn't always gel when we're dealing with legislation.
And Carol, you're going to have another challenge to deal with when you talk about medical marijuana. There is an explosion in crime in dealing with medical marijuana. Apparently, there are groups, there are gangs, there are individuals who are targeting not only people who take medicinal marijuana, but those who are caregivers and attacking them, taking their product, taking the money that they earn from their product, and this seems to be a growing challenge.
It is, and I think some of the things that as the state put together legislation and was approved by the voters, and as we look at the potential of some changes with those things with this legislation, I think these are some of the fallout that come from that, and is there a better way of looking at that? And I know that from the prosecutor's standpoint to the police department to others, I know that there are some suggestions out there. But the $64,000 question is, will the legislature take that up and look at making some changes that will make this safer for those that do use medical marijuana?
Carol, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.